Sherlock Holmes. He was famous for his extra keen powers of observation and deduction, which he used to solve perplexing crimes and mysteries, and who, I am very happy to say, spent the majority of his professional years with me, his close friend and chronicler, Dr. Watson. I always felt I had two roles in Holmes' life. First, to give practical assistance in the conduct of his cases, a right-hand man, acting variously as lookout, decoy, accomplice, and messenger. And as his chronicler, although I was often frustrated by Holmes stating my writings as being sensational and populist, even to the extent that they neglect to accurately and objectively report the pure calculating science of his craft. Detection is, or ought to be, he would state, an exact science and should be treated in the same cold and unemotional manner. And I often had to remind him that those same writings made him a household name. Still, looking back on those great days, the great cases, as he would aptly remind me, I recall with joy and exultation when the wheels of stagnation would finally begin to turn as a result of some new, seemingly insignificant clue. And he would remind me, it has long been an axiom of mine that the little things are infinitely the most important. I have to admit, our friendship is my most significant relationship. And sometimes I may have even felt his fondness for me, which was often hidden beneath his cold intellectual exterior, such as he revealed in The Adventure of the Three Gerideps. Yet, well, I get ahead of myself. Let me introduce you to my dear friend, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.